time for you to sound off. Sound off.
Are you trying to be fake with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, before sound off, we got to settle the I Need a Hero. That was from Footloose, not Flashdance.
No, but it was Bonnie Tyler.
Well, Bonnie Tyler, but it was from Footloose.
Oh. All
right, and There Goes My Hero was from Varsity Blues.
Ah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember
get
that
all
song.
Straightened out.
Would have been messed this weekend without knowing that.
There you go. 610-771-9705 is the sound off line. We ask you to use that line. You got something to say, leave us a message, and you may make the big show.
It's true. It's out of the ordinary. It's rather extraordinary. So your buster commentary, a secondary scorer, and a superior shot creator have come together. And we made a magical combination that we think is the remedy to show all the fans who have doubted me. You know the name. We got what you want. Mark Ellen, Drew, Hannah Buster now with the brand new folks.
I like it. My man should have had a beat behind that.
Yeah,
you have a beat behind that, don't you?
Yeah, he did that off, you know,
that's
acapella.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good.
I like it. Drew Hanlon making a rap lyric.
Guess who was 4-for-7 from three-point range with 2 steals, 1 block, and no turnovers in his second NBA game? Maybe we should be talking about him.
Yeah, that was Landry Shamet. He had a good game last night. He made some open threes. He's an okay player. I don't know if he's an impact player this year, but he's an okay player. He shoots it.
Someone tried to compare Bennett, who was the number one pick, to Markelle Fultz. No. Bennett was a reach and a half. There was like half a player in that whole draft. He was a reach. Markelle Fultz was pursued. He was traded for. He needs to step up.
No, I agree with you on that. He was a reach, Bennett.
The Sixers, you went and traded a first-round pick next year to trade up to get Fultz, who can barely play in this league. The Phillies, Quintet, you could have picked up a couple people at the deadline. Howie, you get a pass. You won the Super Bowl. I love you. But did you really think this receiving corps, with or without Mike Wallace, is going to be good enough to compete? Flyers, honestly, do you think you can keep pouring out the same team every year and getting different results? It's insulting to us as a fan base.
I can't disagree with a lot of what he said. And on that Eagle note, Carlos Hyde goes to the Jacksonville Jags just in time to face the Eagles in a couple of weeks for a fifth-round draft pick.
Yeah, Mike, I was always on the LeBron greatness train with you, but as a 76ers fan growing up in the 80s, I cannot root for him with L.A. The only two teams I couldn't root for him is L.A. and Boston.
You're entitled to your own rooting interest. Him to go to L.A., seriously? Are the Lakers that much of a rival these days? Come on, man.
Last night, I realized that my frustration towards Markelle Fultz, it's really only half with him. But I have a problem with the way the coach handles him. How does he not play 40-plus minutes in a blowout at home? It's not like you're going to run this kid too ragged. He's young.
Well, because you got Shamet some minutes, and you got Redick some minutes. There's only so many minutes to go around in the backcourt. He played 32. That's plenty.
I'm not impressed that they beat the Bulls. I expect them to beat the Bulls. They should beat the Bulls in every lower Eastern Conference team. They need to do what they need to do to beat the Celtics. That is all that matters.
Yeah, so what is that? Is there more to this phone call? I thought you were going to tell me something. Yes, they need to make a major deal to get an impact player who could be a third guy.
You know, Mike, what were the Sixers supposed to do last night when they put the Bulls on the schedule? Say, no, we want Boston again? It's not the Sixers' fault they played the Bulls.
No,
they played the schedule.
It's not, but you're pointing out something that we already know. To beat Boston, they need more.
Mike, I gotta tell you, your eye test is really horrible. With Simmons, with 9 minutes left in the third quarter, he gets the ball within 5 feet of the basket, and both times he passes it out instead of going strong to the basket. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's really a big problem for the Sixers, Simmons. I'm glad you called, sir, because all he did was stuff another stat sheet last night and was a plus 24. All right, so I guess he's really killing him.
New Orleans is going to lose Anthony Davis. He's listed the Sixers as one of the teams he would go to. I would make the deal right now. I will give them Ben Simmons, pair up Davis and Embiid, and make my 2 to 3 year run. Put the pieces around them, and let's go get Boston.
Anthony Davis and Joel Embiid, Fultz as the point guard, no Ben Simmons. Tyrone?
Maybe. Maybe. I have to consider it. But it's not realistic. But I would I would have to consider it if I was the GM. If Elton Brand gets the phone call, he can't just say no. He says, I got
to
call you back.
That would be, you would have to have, excuse my term here, balls of brass to trade away Ben Simmons.
He clearly got scared because of everything he's been through. And his first game was pretty bad. We're showing him that we're behind and we're supporting you. We want you to do well. Like, I don't understand what you don't get about that. It's an extenuating circumstance. No, never been a situation like this.
Yeah, you're IDing him as a charity case, though. I get that your heart's in a good place, but you're IDing him as a charity case when you go over the top. It's like Rudy.
Man, you talk to a host. You guys kill me, man. This is nothing but I think. No way the Sixers can beat the Celtics in a 7-game series. It's October. What are you talking about? It don't matter how you look in October. It matters how you look in April, May, June. Pay attention.
Dude, you have eyes. Seriously? You're going to con yourself into thinking the Sixers are as good as the Celtics right now? Please.
They're heading for 45 wins this year. Mediocre defense, undisciplined offense, lack of execution, and they got beat up and down all over the court. That's what it's going to be most of the year.
Nah, there's a lot of wins on the board out there still. You know, you're playing a lot of teams repeatedly. There's a lot of wins in the Eastern Conference.
Trust the process. Trust the process, Mike. Trust the process. What the hell, Bobby? That boy ain't right. You Sixers fans got it all wrong. Let's go Flyers.
Yeah, what a day to laud the Flyers over the Sixers. Well, we closed it down on a nutty call with a fake Southern accent. Close it.
That's the best of the best today of Southern.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good rinse. See you later.